ideas for you. Have some ideas on how we can expand your work, like I said. But anyway, Sister LaToya, let's see, I think we lost Robert. LaToya?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
I hope you're having as good a time as I'm having. I'm having a blast here with Robert and now Tiffany. And I have to say, oh, there's Robert right there. Sister Tammy, her Wi-Fi is giving her a lot of problems, so she can't get back in. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you, Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. I just had to pay my cell phone bill, so now I'm back on.
It works. But LaToya, then we're going to go to Craig, and then back to you, Robert, and Tiffany. So we're going to do a little round robin right here. I'm going to do a sound check. All right. So, LaToya.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful. But yes, I have been inspired. I am encouraged. I am loving this platform for more than one reason. I'm loving the fact that we're introducing the world to groove and swing. I love the fact that, as you stated to Tiffany, that you can help her with some things to further her endeavors. I love the fact that Robert is on here and helping us with our patents, because let me tell you, I have been in situations, and I don't know if it has happened to anyone else that's listening or viewing, but I have been in a situation where you see something and you're like, man, I thought of that. Or you're like, man, I thought of something like that. But you just didn't do that extra step, you know? And it's just encouraging to know that our patent officers out there that will take the time and help you figure out what you need to do. Maybe not give you everything, because sometimes, you know, when everything is handed to us, then we don't appreciate it as much. But however, I'm walking in the house from work. But anyway, I'm just enjoying it. I am. And then I'm sure that Tammy, I know she wasn't able to join us tonight because of issues, but I'm sure she will be able to join us on a different night.
Great. And I'll just pick up here in the Richmond, Virginia area, where I serve as president for the Virtual Alumni Chapter. We have members all up and down the Eastern Corridor. We have actually three members that are here in the Richmond area. One of our main objectives is to reactivate undergraduate chapters. And we're working with the Virginia State Virtual Alumni Chapter their undergraduate chapter. So currently we have interest at Virginia Union University. So Robert, I will be getting with you soon, within the next day or so, to try to get you to come back down to the Richmond area to help me with some things that you helped me with 2 years ago when you came down for our student fair at the school. That's one of the big things that we're doing with the virtual chapters in the Richmond, Virginia, and the Petersburg, Virginia areas. With that said, I guess I'll let you say a little something, Robert, and then we can come back to Tiffany if she have any questions. Because I do have questions for Tiffany and both LaToya about undergraduate interest and undergraduate chapters in the Raleigh area. So go ahead, Rob.
Thank you, Phil Hunter. For those of you who don't know, just give you a little icebreaker for myself. My name is Phelan Robert Hicks. I went over in spring 1996 at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Yes, there are grooves in Boston during that time. I currently serve as the president for the Northern Virginia Graduate Chapter. of which we are looking for expansion in the Northern Virginia area. Specifically, we do have projects, and we're looking for growth that's near the Fairfax, Virginia area as well, and that's near George Mason University. One of the also the, some of the projects that the Northern Virginia Graduate Chapter are a part of in, have included, we do a special community day in the Northern Virginia area every May, and we have one of our Fellman's sons who hosts an event in the Northern Virginia area. He's actually a part of the Houston Texans. So he comes out every single year to do a community day, so we support him in his efforts. We also do projects including a clothing drive. There are two different clothing drives specifically. One clothing drive for families in the area of the Northern Virginia and DC area. And also we do a business clothing drive because a lot of men are getting back into the workforce. They're going back to work and they need to be able to be dressing for success. So our fellow men have donated various different business clothes to these various different centers. So men can dress the part and they go out into the workforce. Also, we have been involved in various different toy drives. We also are doing projects when it comes down to children's hospitals as well as senior living areas. And also what we've done is we have a scholarship program for students in the Northern Virginia area. For anyone who is interested, you can take a look at our Linktree page, Linktree/NovaGrad, and then you'll find information on a scholarship that we have through our chapter, or you can donate to, and I suggest you should also donate on our link. We do have a connection for the Robert E. Wright Endowment Fund, where Fellman Craig Hunter, and as well as the Fellman at Virginia Union, have graciously and worked hard in setting up an endowment fund. So you definitely should donate today, because we do have students who go to Virginia Union who definitely need the funds. And through Groove 5 Groove and our late, great, I'm almost about to cry when I think about our late fellow Rob Wright, but he definitely set the tone for a lot of us here to be able to give back. Correct. He always asks about family. And the one thing that we do is we care about each other. We are all family. But the one thing that Fellman Rob Wright did was he cared, but also he was a force to reckon with, in the sense of you knew that he was around, he was around. Mm-hmm. So all we have to do right now is just give back. So the Robert E. Wright Endowment Fund, give to that. The Northern Virginia Graduate Chapter, for the students who have a scholarship, we have a scholarships available for students as well. Or take a look, if you search G-P-H-I-G on social media, Instagram, you can find a local chapter near your area, so that basically we can reach out to you. You can find a local chapter in your area. You can also search Swing by Swing, or S by S, on social media to find a local chapter near your area as well. Because it's all about expansion. It's all about growth. And also the idea of we love our communities that we live in. We do for our communities. We're about the communities. You know, that's my $19.62.
Amen.
There you go.
You know, a lot of people need to know about this, man. And I'm going to toss it over to my sister Latoya in a minute. But, and guys, help me, because I don't want to butcher this brother's name. Is it Ifashe Shaka Onguns?
Oh, Shaka. Jamil Jones.
Okay. Morehouse Alumni Chapter in the building. Also, we got Charlie Board out of the Houston Grad Chapter. Guys, this is what this is all about.
Oh, my God. You said it expands worldwide, and you ain't kidding.
I'm not joking here. Latoya and I, we are not playing. We are not playing. And Craig is here each and every weekend. And Brother Robert, you could come on anytime you are available because your knowledge is expansive. And Sister Tiffany, I'm so inspired by your story. But I want Latoya to tell us about the many, many things, if you haven't covered it already, because I was doing a sound check, about swing, fi, swing, and especially, I'm so in love with the Raleigh grad chapter. Hey guys, the other ladies, don't get jealous, okay? But Raleigh grad, they're the first ones. I had an article that was written up in Southern Soul Magazine. I had my groove gear on, right? And I decided to post it on Facebook. And the first people that reached out to me was the Raleigh graduate chapter. Rock, you're brilliant, and thank you so much. Rock does a lot of work for us behind the scenes. She gets the word out each and every week, and she's inspiring on her own. I was trying to get her behind the mic. She said, nope, I'm going to work behind the scenes. I'm going to promote you guys, but no, we won't bring the other sisters on. So Sister Tiffany and Latoya, if you know anyone, any sisters, I've also reached out to the sisters out here in Richmond, and they're going to come on board here at, on some weeks and things of that nature. But we want to connect the dots around the globe. Anyone, any chapter in the United States or outside of the United States, hey, you want to spread the word. All of us know somebody that's outside of our area, right? Tell them about it. Says, man, you need to talk or listen into Groove Swing Speaks because they have great information. And I'm saying that because the guests that we brought on, they have great information. So, Sister Latoya, then we're going to go to Sister Tiffany in a little bit. Whatever you want to share with us about the wonderful things that Raleigh grad is doing.
Oh, well, I'll say it again. we are definitely in the community. I failed to mention that we do the, we have passed out prom dresses to the young ladies. I did talk about Fathers Forever. I did talk about Fathers Forever earlier. I don't know if I mentioned the name, but Oak City Cares, Healing Transitions, formerly known as the Healing Place, Dress for Success, Ali Kids Camp. We have a wonderful mentoring program. It's named after the late great Cheryl Carnegie. So it's called the Cheryl Carnegie Leadership Academy, formerly known as Swing Society, where we are definitely engaged with our young women. We have done college tours, etiquette, you name it.
Right.
Tiffany, help me.
That's okay. I would talk to you in a second, Craig. Go ahead.
Young women empowerment. We have a long list. We are also, if any woman is out there who is interested in joining, the wonderful chapter of the wonderful organization of Swing Five Swing, but the Raleigh graduate chapter, we are definitely, looking for you. I am currently the president of the Raleigh graduate chapter. I have held the president seat now, vice president, parliamentarian. Oh my gosh, like we're.
Yeah. So can you give a plug? Well, how will they reach out to you? Got an email address that you would like to share?
Yes, actually I'll just give mine because I don't know the chapter's email off the top of my head right now.
Okay, go ahead. Now it's your time.
But we can, you can definitely reach me. It's Cisco, that's CISCO, dot Latoya, LATOYA, at yahoo.com. You can also have my phone number. My phone number is 240-470-2793.
Repeat that number again, please.
My number is 240-470-2793. 93. You can definitely text me. I would advise you to text me first. just in case. You may know how technology can be. You can call someone and sometimes it doesn't go through. And so just text me.
Great, great. So what is the undergraduate activity in the North Carolina area, and especially Raleigh?
Well, actually, we are, that's what we're working on right now, is okay. undergrad.
Okay.
To be very honest, we are working on the undergraduate chapters. We have had some lines come through not too long ago, but however, we're really trying to promote that.
Okay, great.
Right, right, right. Great. Now, Rock just, I noticed Rock, she just sent a link to your Swing website. That's RaleighGradSwing5Swing@gmail.com. That's RaleighGradSwing5Swing@gmail.com. And five is P-H-I, okay? RaleighGradSwing@gmail.com. Wonderful, wonderful people. The Swings are all over the, you guys are just absolutely wonderful. Tiffany, I'm sure by now you understand the gist of our whole idea, of bringing on, Groove Swing Speaks. Can you imagine? Because, in just a few with, Robert, Craig, LaToya, and even yourself, can you imagine? We have all of these wonderful grooves and swings that are listening to us right now. Somebody help me out. DeShonda Hampton, Swing mm-hmm. 5 Swing. Is that Rakia Busara, Mother Chapter founded on the campus of WSSU?
Winston-Salem State University.
State University, uh-huh.
Winston-Salem, oh boy, oh boy.
Graham Chapter.
Man, love this. Look.
The home, you have to get it right. It is the home of Swing 5 Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated.
That's right. Well, that's what right. she said. The mother chapter. She said the mother chapter. And I'm going to need help from all of you right now and even listening right now. Tell a swing, a groove somewhere outside of your chapter to tune in, because we are, like you said, Robert, we're going to connect the dots here all over this country and even beyond. And I just love the information. Tiffany, I'd like for you to share with us something you've taken from this program, anything that you want to share about the organization, what you guys have done, and maybe nationally, if you have any information regarding that.
I'm just going to be quite honest and transparent. Although I did cross over in 2011, I haven't been active in a long time. Financially or in the physical. However, I do represent Raleigh Grad very strong, and they know that as well. I just started coming back into the fold, I would say late last year around the winter time. And the reason why I brought that up is because if there's someone that's out there that's saying, you know, I might not be able to fully commit my time, you know, that is okay. If you want to be a part of something that's family oriented, I would say Swing 5 Swing and Groove 5 Groove are definitely some of the greatest organizations that are out there. I remember a time where I had to call on my brothers for help, and they came through, and they didn't know me, you know, from a can of paint. They just knew, like, hey, this sister, she needs help. And that's what it's all about. It's all about helping one another. It's all about showing love. And it's going to be like a real family. You know, like you mm-hmm. fight amongst your siblings sometimes. That's how it is. Yeah. But just know all in all that at the end of the day, you're still going to have, a community to be able to call your own, that's outside of the Greek. There's nothing wrong with the Greek if that's what you want to do. But if you're looking for something different, I definitely say Swing 5 Swing and Groove 5 Groove are some great people that I would highly suggest that you research and reach out to, because we are approachable. And I would say, you know, just do your research And, you know, you never know. You never know. You might find yourself in the white and black or the black and white. We would love to have you.
Absolutely. You know, I recall a situation. It was a troubling situation that was happening in Southern California. And one of our swing sisters, she was being harassed, not by a groove, but by a boyfriend or something like that. And she had to go to court and she was afraid. And, we showed up. We went to court. Mm-hmm. We went to court with her. And she was so appreciative to know that her brothers were there to stand up for her, you know. And so, absolutely interesting. Lotus Richie, hey, she said, oh, this is interesting. Is this organization just for those in North Carolina? No, Lotus, no. Anywhere around the globe. Lotus, exactly. Tell us where are you located? And if you're interested, we can put you in contact with, an organization, a swing organization that's close by, close to you. What, tell us, where are you located? Okay. This is fascinating. We have someone who's not a swing and she wants to know, is this organization just for those in North Carolina? Hey, thank you so much. That's what this program is all about. She's in Washington DC. What is the contact information in Washington? Someone help me out, ladies. We're going to get that for you. Okay. Who should she contact in DC?
Actually, she can just contact, she can actually go to the, national website, which is swing, swingphising.org.
Okay. Hey, do me a favor, Latoya, would you put that in the comment section? Okay. On StreamYard here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You know what? Rock is already on it. She said, go to swingfireswing.org.
That's
right. Oh, that is too cool. Oh, Lotus got that. Swingfireswing.org in the Washington DC area.
Great.
Wow. And that's only 90 miles from the studio here. This is fascinating. Yep. Remember, Robert, you and I had a conversation about this. When we talked about, because I spoke to you before, the first broadcast. This is our third episode, folks. Our third episode. I am so excited about this. And Robin and I was talking about this. Craig and I were talking about this. My brother Clayton and I were talking about this. Not only do we want to spread the information and collectively, can you imagine? Now we're doing our own thing. Okay. Latoya. Okay. Let's see if I can get her there. Okay. There you are. Latoya. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, think about this. We're all in our own little pockets. Okay. Robert, he's at the, Nova chapter, Northern Virginia. Okay. We've got Latoya. We've got Tiffany. They're in Raleigh, North Carolina. Craig and I, we're in Richmond, Virginia. And can you imagine that everybody's doing something, right? Can you imagine the power in the numbers once we connect the dots around the country? Okay. Just like this young lady, Lotus, she was interested in the conversation. She's in Washington, D.C. Hopefully she'll become a swing. Okay. And they're brothers. And so we can also use this as a recruitment tool because there's so much to offer here as far as education is concerned. Motivation. I tell you what, you join either one of these organizations and I tell you, the brothers and sisters will support you and they will motivate you. I promise you that. And that's what I love about Groove. All of us had a chance to go to one of those other organizations, right? Robert, Craig, myself, we could have been a Q or Kappa or an Alpha, but we didn't want that. Okay. Right. Tiffany could have been an AKA or Delta or any of those other lady organizations. No. Because Groove and Swing are unique on its own. And that's why I love uniqueness, Craig.
With that said, we want to use this show as a national platform.
Yes.
For both Groove and Swing. So hopefully this is the third episode, but by the time we reach our fifth, eighth episode, we hope to our numbers to quadruple. So we need everyone to share with your chapter members, your members that you went over with at school, friends, and those who you haven't contacted in a while, give them a call. Say hello. You know, I've been going to a lot of funerals for members lately and seeing other members there who may not have been active for some time. But this is a way to connect in a positive manner. And we hope that this platform will serve as such.
That's right. Hey, Robert, I want to ask, now you did put that that link in the private chat. Put that in the comment section, that same link. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, put that in the comment section, and that's for Groove. And we already know about Swing Fire Swing. Oh, my.
Man, it is hot as heck in here.
That's because the heat is on. Be quiet, Craig. Craig, don't worry about it. Sweat it out. You'll be all right. You'll be just fine. Okay.
Robert, are you over there fanning?
No.
It is hot in Miami if he goes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to have to turn off my camera again.
Just everybody just pack your white clothes because it will be scorching hot down there.
That's right.
In Miami.
You haven't seen hot yet.
Yeah, in Miami, it's hot.
And humid.
7 a.m. it's hot.
And humid.
It's a different type of heat.
Yeah, it is. Hot and sweaty. Absolutely. No question about it. We're going to go around the round table here, and we want any final comments, whatever you want to say, just come on and chime in and do it. Okay. But let's go with you, our newest guest. Tiffany, anything else that you want to share with the audience? And also, feel free to give out your contact information. And if that is limited, let's talk off air. Yeah, we'll figure out a way to hook you up, okay?
Okay. No, I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, Latoya. Thank you, Rock. Shout out to Rock for putting me on, and Latoya as well. Thank you guys for having me. You can follow me on IG at TMH the Writer. So that's TMH, letter T, M as in Mary, H underscore the T H E underscore Writer. W-R-I-T-E-R, TMH the Writer. I'm also on Facebook as just Tiffany Hilliard. And William, I think you have my phone number, or either Latoya would get you my phone number, and we can talk from there. But I want to say thank you, guys, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Great, great. Okay, we're on to the next person.
Yes, you know, what did you have to say, Latoya?
No, I was I was just reading some comments on my end saying that, you know, how wonderful the broadcast is.
Wow.
And just some reminders of what Raleigh Grad is doing. I didn't mention Village of Care.
Care. What is that?
I'm just excited about where this is going.
Yes, yes. Village of Care. Break that down a little bit. What is that?
It's just another way to help the community. It is let me look. Look, that was a minute. Give me just a minute.
Take your time.
Okay, so while you're doing that, I'm going to just reach out to some of the brothers who've may be inactive, but however could be listening tonight. Groove Fight Groove has a national headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland. The address is 2453 Maryland Avenue. Again, that address is 2453 Maryland Avenue. You can go on to Google Maps, insert that address, and the building should pop up. It's in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, that address is 2453 Maryland Avenue. It's in Baltimore, Maryland. That is the Groove national headquarters, or what we consider now the international headquarters, because we have expanded our boundaries and membership beyond the United States.
All right. Let's see. There's the link right there. Okay, I was able to successfully, Robert, I was able to successfully put that in the comments section. And speaking of which, Robert, any closing remarks and your take on what we're attempting or what we are doing here with this broadcast? And what do you feel the importance of this is?
This platform is amazing from the standpoint of the amount of outreach that we all have from where we sit right now, going out to the airwaves, going to digital airwaves. There's a video broadcast so people can see how far Groove has come and how far Swing has come. In the sense of now, we have a way to be able to reach out people who might not know of us. We suggest that you do your research on it. And also, you can also check us out. And if you're watching this right now on Facebook, Groove does have a Men Interested in Groove Facebook page. If you want to take a look to see the various different projects that we do all across the country, including food drives, including one of our most powerful sessions, which is our youth empowerment services. That basically, youth empowerment summit. It's a youth empowerment summit. And we do this every year at the conclave where we take a group of young men, take them down to the conclave or work with the regional area. And we invite them to see the aspects of who we are as Groove Fine Groove Social Fellowship Incorporated. To see uplifting, upstanding, and empowering men, true men, black men, who care about the kids in our communities. And if you've never seen one of them, we encourage you to come out to the Youth Empowerment Summit. It definitely is worthwhile. As well as if you want to find out more information within the Northern Virginia area, you can send an email to the following Nova Grad Chapter. That's NOVAGRAD Chapter at gmail.com. That's Nova Grad Chapter at gmail.com. And one of us will reach out to you. You can also, if you're interested, we also have, in addition to Men Interested in Groove, we also have a link to be able to reach out to find out more. And one of us will be able to reach out to you. It's on our Linktree page. Mm-hmm. And that it's in the comments section as well. And thank you, WB, for that. And, you know, you can click on that link and one of us, a representative from Groove Fine Groove, will reach out to you. Because we realize that we are a progressive organization. We are the fifth largest historically black fraternal organization in the world, aside from Masons. We are the number one, number one and the greatest men's fellowship on the planet. I guess I can say that. It's not a catchphrase. That's a mindset. That's who we are because we care about the black and white.
That sounds good to me.
Basically, the idea is we are, I want to say in the past, we always say is Groove is on the move. Oh, you better realize that we are smooth, we are on the move, and I'll tell you what, it's true. It's true that who we are. Yes. And we hold it deep in our hearts, and also we show love for everybody. And definitely we show love to our sisters in arms of Swing Five Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated around the world. Cause I also say that you are also international as well. And that is definitely the truth. So if you're looking at us right now, we are two international organizations because we have grooves and swings all around the world. Realize what we say. Now I'll say thank you, sisters, for all you do. And it is definitely an amazing thing that you do, especially when it comes down to Women's History Month. And also, I'll say this, is actually leave with a quote in Women's History Month by Miss Shirley Chisholm. Mm. If they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair.
I like that. I like
that. That's be there anyway, say. Right?
I like that.
Absolutely.
That was great. Robin, I noticed you wear a lot of nice paraphernalia. You wear a lot of nice paraphernalia. And one of the comments that came in was, where could they find some nice groove gear? Do you have any suggestions where some brother could buy groove paraphernalia?
Interestingly enough, this specific hat was part of what's known as the March 4th collection. Mm-hmm. And that was from one of our beautiful sisters in Swing Five Swing, who is one of our vendors. So that is one of the vendors that we have. Or if you reach out to another couple of our vendors, reach out to me, or you can also send the information for finding out more information. I'll give you my contact info.
Okay.
Phone number is 203-887-2412. Once again, it's 203-887-2412.
And you know what else, Robert? What I started to do, we had a couple of years ago, we revamped our entire website. Guys, I invite you to go to the website. I'm going to tell you why. Number one, you'll be able to tune into this particular broadcast tomorrow. You'll be able to see the audio and the video on the website in about 24 hours. Okay? And just go to studiow.buzz. And Robert and Craig, thanks for that question, because one of the things that we're going to do also, we're going to set up an e-commerce store, an e-store where you'll be able to sell your different merchandise, whether it's books, whether it's paraphernalia, and we're going to invite the Swings to do the same thing. You guys, I know you have to get permission. We understand that. I'm just tossing it out over the air. Okay. I just happen to have a loud mouth. All right. So I'm just doing that. So we're going to set up an e-store. And we can do that. We're going to do that. That was one of my goals going back a couple of years ago when we revamped the website. But you go to the website tomorrow in about 24 hours if you want to hear the show again. And click on archived shows. Okay, it's right there on homepage. There's listen live, archived shows is next. Click on that, and the broadcast will pop right up. But you'll be able to see it. Click on to listen more, and you will be able to listen to this broadcast. Subscribe and leave a comment. Subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know what you think, okay? Subscribe, okay? And then scroll down and let us know. If you have an idea or you want a topic, if there's a topic that you want us to cover, let us know. Because, like Robert said, we are an international. I didn't say intra. International. We're international organizations, both groove and swing. And you can see right now that we have people of different walks of life. My sister Latoria, she's in the medical field, specifically dealing with your eyes. Hey, we all need those, don't we? All right. You see Sister Tiffany and what she's doing with her wonderful work. I mean, in the literary field, in arts, rather. Brother Robert Hicks, I got a question to ask you. How did you get interested in patents? I mean, how did that come about? Did you stumble across it? Were you motivated by something? How did you come across that?
Interesting story, because I was working the night shift at UPS. Mm. I was loading up trucks, and I was doing that for a long period of time. And it just pretty much the ideas. I'm not saying anything bad about that. All work is good work as long as it's done. What I was doing was basically just going through my thought in my head. It's like, man, I have this background. What could I really use for what I would do in my life? So came across, because I was living in Connecticut at the time, and I was just going through a lot of resumes. I'll tell you this. At one point, I passed out about 750 resumes.
Whoa.
I know because I counted each and every last one of them. That's how detailed I am. Eventually, I got a phone call from the patent office, and said they were interested in my application. Now, I realized that I have a family in Connecticut, and the position was in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say pretty much, okay, we'll probably have to up and move everything. How do we move? Well, here's the other thing. There's a little slight hesitation because we had purchased a house in Connecticut, but now at that same time, the position for the patent office opened up in Virginia. So I ended up traveling down to Virginia and going back and forth and taking care of like a long distance father. Wow. I can understand how the difficulty in that can be. But I've made a commitment. I said to my then wife, I said, I will be there for my daughters because they need to see their father.
Right.
They need to see somebody who is there to take care of them. So that's what I did. And I kept my word. Eventually the whole family moved down to Virginia, and we've been living in the DMV area for a period of about 14 years.
Amazing. Amazing. Yes. Story.
And now both of my daughters, one had graduated Howard. The other one is currently at Howard.
Amen. Good story.
That is outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. Wow. What another great.
But that's how I ended up having, getting into the patents area, is basically just staying focused and seeing that I like drawings, I like technology, and that's where I really got to it.
Amazing.
So it eventually got back around.
Absolutely.
It is hot.
Well, you know, there's so much talent in both of these organizations, so it is inspiring to hear the stories, and I can't wait to hear more. We're going to have more grooves on. We're going to have more swings on, because this is Groove Swing Speaks. I had written down when I came up, I didn't want to just do Groove Talk Radio, with swings. I wanted to incorporate a title that let the world know that we are together here. Okay. In this project, we're together, in this broadcast, you know, and we want to share with the great things that our people, our organizations are doing around the world, because you can go across the gambit, go into any field, and I guarantee you got a groove and or a swing in that. I guarantee you. In some shape, form, or fashion, we are contributors. And that's what we are, contributors, we are builders, we are motivators. And so if you're interested in joining the organization, check that link that we have in the comments section. Please tell your friends about it. Let's see, who is this? March 4th collection.com. What is that?
Yes. That is the site for the purchasing of the various different paraphernalia.
Okay.
That's March 4th collection with a K.
.com. Excellent. Excellent. But I tell you, I know that's Rock. Rock is on it, man. Hey, Rock, I love you, girl. Love you. Love you. LaToya.
Yes.
I've talked enough. Come on, you my co-host. You got to go ahead, take over. Come on.
No, you're fine. I actually paused because I wanted to be able to tell you what the CARE stands for in Village of Care.
Okay.
And it stands for Compassion, Awareness, Resources, and Education. So it is to improve the mental health of our children.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, because
I wanted to be able to tell you what that
right.
stands.
You know, Tiffany, Robert, and Craig, and like Notorious said, the CARE of our children. Folks, we've got to look out for them. We've got to motivate them. We've got to educate them. Make sure they are educated. You know, your child doesn't need an iPhone at the age of 6. They need a book.
What they need to do is spend more time in the library.
What books aren't they?
Game team? Kids, and they can tell you everybody on the basketball court, but they can't name the librarian that's in the nearest library to their home.
No, because it's not hip. And
we need to change
it. We got to change it, and this is what we're all about. I'm joking, but not really. I'm really not joking. Right. We really got to do a better job. And it's up to us sometimes. We may not be related to these children, but we care about them. These are our children. This is our future. And if we don't educate them, we cannot leave it up to anyone else. That's why we want to bring a strong message of education on this network. Okay? A strong force of motivation and inspiring inspiration. Just like Tiffany was saying earlier, she was inspired by, was it your aunt?
Yes.
And now you mentioned something about her, and she was in a quartet. What was the name of that quartet?
Yeah, it was Melinda Wallace and Praise.
I'm sorry, I it sounded a little muffled there.
Melinda Wallace and Praise.
Okay, type that in the comment section if you will. Okay, I think it's your microphone.
Yes.
But anyway, guys, I thought. We want to end this program about 25 minutes ago, but that didn't happen. There's so much information. I'm so excited. I'm so excited by this. And Tiffany, we're going to have you on, and I need to get in contact with you because I have some other ideas based on what you shared. You've motivated me on and inspired me on some things that I want to do going forward. Latoya?
Yes.
Anything, dear, on your way out, on our way out, rather? Oh, she's shaking her head. Okay. It must have been good. It must have been good.
It is.
Robert, hey, brother.
Very informative.
Very informative. Hey, brother. Let's talk off air because, there's something else we need to do. And you know, I'm trying to find a way to keep you on every week. I love this brother. I love this brother because I tell you what, he listens, to everything. Let's see, Tiffany Howard, Melinda Wallace and Praise. Melinda Wallace and Praise. And that's gospel music.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you now, does she have any MP3s, any recordings that we can play on this network?
No, unfortunately, this was done back in the day. Like, this was done when we still had VCRs.
Oh, boy. Hey, Robert, speaking of technology, how far have we come away from VCRs? Good gracious. What was that, back in the 70s? Was that the 70s when VCRs first hit the scene? Somebody help me out. It was 70s or 80s.
Did you say VCR?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Latoya, do you know what a VCR is?
No.
I like that. But one of the things that we
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Some people that know me might disagree, and they might think that I do. But don't listen to them.
Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. You listen to Latoya.
Listen to them.
Oh my God.
In
hey, guys.
Closing, one of the things that we would like to do is try to get a national events planner for both Groove and Swing to come and speak about upcoming events for the Conclave and Swing's national event.
I know we have some event planners.
Right.
So I know we do.
Event planners come in and discuss some of the ideas that they're going to have and some of the events that have been planned for the Conclave and Swing's national event.
Right. That's good. Look, I tell you what, I'm excited. I'm already excited about next week, Latoya, and because I thoroughly enjoyed this, and I'm excited about learning. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to repeat myself. Sometimes repetition is great. And right. What I'm going to repeat again, if you guys enjoy this program, go to the website, listen to it again, Studio W studio.buzz, studio.w.buzz. Let me give out the app. That way you can carry this great music around with you 24 hours a day. Okay. And on Apple, studio.w. Can't miss it. Studio.w. The only way you're going to miss it if you misspell it. Studio.w. Android Studio W. Apple, Google, Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa, the website, I gave you that. And I'm out of energy right now. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, music, talk, sports, comedy, and a whole lot more. I promise you, if you have a boring day at work, put those earbuds in your ear, turn on the buzz, baby, and just don't start dancing in front of the boss. Okay, don't do that. You're probably having a better time than he or she is. So, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Groove Swing Speaks. I'm so excited about this program. Hope you are too. We'll see you next week on The Buzz.
Good night.
All right. Have a good night, everyone. Let me do this one instead. This one. So I can't get around. That's how you do it. Swing Speaks. Look out. Robert mentioned the word. We are a force. We are a force. Come on, let's get it. Just don't get naked, all right?
Jill, shook him.
Here's a chance to dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved.